Whenever we expect clarity, to feel, to look, to sense, to taste in any particular way, we miss the point. Because clarity is what looking, what sensing, what tasting, what smelling. And it's in the basis of everything. And I know that I am very happy to be reminded about it again and again, because this expectation that clarity will be only pleasant, positive descriptions is so common, and we keep forget and keep being confused, keep misinterpret what clarity is. So we don't have to look for clarity. Instead, we can just relax. Stop describing. Stop describing is a very good one when we find ourselves caught up in stories. We have this choice to stop describe for a moment, to stop thinking for a moment. And in that simple way, to see that all these stories that seems to be so convincing, so compelling, they seem to have independent power. They came to tell us something really important. We see that they are just resolved in the same moment. And instead of following them and trying too hard to find answers and solutions there in the description, we see that wide open view is opened up. And we all know it from our experience that when we are relaxed, everything is easier. Everything is clearer. We just know it. It's not something special that just special people have it. We all share it, ordinary people as us, as all of us. And this choice is available for us in each and every moment. So for me, sitting here with you, it brings up so many negative points of view. You cannot imagine how many negative points of view I can sense, think, feel when I'm sitting here. But my choice is very, very clear. And that's why I can be with you and I can share with you in a very natural way. So we don't have to complicate clarity. We did it for so many years. The easiest way is to keep showing up. To keep showing up in the four mainstays. And I can say that the fifth mainstay is the service. In that way, we will make clarity, we will bring clarity down to earth. So we won't have the need to speak about clarity in order to have the confidence that we understand what clarity is all about. We will really have the opportunity to experience it, to see that the qualities of clarity are of being of benefit, being natural responsive, being able to just be present, fully facing whatever is as it is. And then the need to talk about it all the time and to think about it and to try to figure it out just subsumes by itself. You know, we don't have the need to do it any longer. So clarity community is not about speaking about it. It's about just living life, sharing, caring of each other as friends, as good friends. Resistance. Resistance is a very powerful point of view to clarify. And we just see that resistance and ease are inseparable when we are really open and willing to choose clarity whenever resistance and all the stories that are followed just arise. Many points of view try to convince us really strongly, really seriously, that something is wrong. Something has to be changed and has to be done with this emotion, with this thought, with the anger, with the depression, with the resistance, with the jealousy. They are wrong. We have to get rid of them. We have to replace them with positive one. They are indication of lack of clarity. This is non-recognition of clarity, this pain in my back. This stupid thought that keep repeating, obsessively repeating in my mind. We are sure that this is an indication for non-recognition of clarity. But then when we just relax with that, we see that it means nothing. We see that any point of view is an evidence of clarity and nothing else. And maybe we can get it and say, wow, this is nice concept. I like it. I like the idea that everything is inseparable from clarity. But we want it to have our experience. So test it. Just try it. And just by listening to it and reading about it and participating in the trainings, it becomes obvious with no effort. And I see in my experience that I'm so empowered by each and, you know, and every one of you. Just seeing how you grow in confidence in clarity, it gives me so much confidence, because I see that it is possible. Look what we created here. What a beautiful center. Such a beautiful space for everyone to enjoy and to live, to share. It's just due to the power of benefit that is inseparable, it's innate in each and every moment. So I think we can give ourselves this precious opportunity to give up all ideas, all concepts that we may have about clarity, about well-being, about joy, and really seeing that these qualities are innate in each and every moment. We don't have to be different. No one else has to be different. We can really allow everything to be as it is. That opens up just a wide view. Then we see that the view was never limited or constricted to any point of view. Just like the sky. I mean, look at the sky at least once a day. Look at the sky and see. The sky is always, always open, wide open, right? No matter how many stars, if we can see the stars or not, how many clouds, they are gray or... it doesn't matter. And even if one star, very shining one, really attracts my attention, I really focus on it, the sky is still wide open, right? In that way, we can really laugh and understand that even when we are really caught up in point of view, even if our experience is completely non-recognition of clarity, we are completely lost, completely focused on one point of view, I feel a victim of my depression. I'm just lost in my anger or in my confusion and not knowing what to do. Even then, wide open clarity is present. Yeah, the sky is a good reminder. Good reminder of our nature that is always serene and stable and completely not affected. So gradually I see that I, just by relaxing and not emphasizing the thought, the emotion, the sensation that appears, gradually the misidentification stops. I stop identifying myself, taking myself to be my points of view. And then everything is just easier and fun and I have the time, the energy, the attention to be of benefit, to see what's needed, how I can be more involved in life. I don't have to run away from life, from tasks, for relationships. Yes. No need to get all the time, to get from points of view, you know, to get to be satisfied by them, to expect that people, things, thought, emotions will confer my perfection. I find this complete confirmation in each and every moment of realization of clarity as the basis, naturally present. It's so valuable that we gather like that and being open to clarity and benefit. We can all see the results here and now.